Good morning. Welcome to Command the Week. So sorry for the little delay. I've been battling some technical issues. God bless you. Shall we pray? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. You are Yahweh. 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 Alpha and Omega. You are Yahweh, Alpha and Omega. You are Yahweh, you are Yahweh, you are Yahweh, you are Yahweh. Yahweh, Alpha and Omega. You are Yahweh, Alpha and Omega. You are Yahweh, Alpha and Omega. You are Yahweh, Alpha and Omega. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, our Lord and Maker, we thank you for this very beautiful day. Thank you for this beautiful week. Thank you, Lord, for the gift of life. Thank you, Lord, for the opportunity given to us. Many people aspired of seeing this very day, this very week, Lord, but one way or the other, they are nowhere to be found this morning, Lord. Not that we are rejoicing in their predicament, Lord, but we are only thanking you, Lord, for the kind of the real privilege you have given to us, Lord. Therefore, we say, be thou exalted, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Our Lord and Maker, this morning we come before you just as we are, having nothing to hide. We confess all our sins and iniquities, O Lord. Lord, we confess every of our wrongs, every of our shortcomings. Father, please have mercy upon us and forgive us in the name of Jesus. Our Father, Maker, we plead the blood of Jesus, the blood of atonement, to cleanse us from all our dirtiness, for all our filthiness, for all our pollution, all our contamination and defilement of sins and iniquities, Lord, this morning in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit divine, we pray as we step out for this very new week, go ahead of us, lead us, guide us, keep us all away from all forms of evils and temptations. Grant us grace and capacity to do that which is your will and your will alone in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit divine, keep us away from all forms of temptations, all forms of evils that has been programmed into this very week, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, dear God, for in Jesus, the most prosperous name, we have prayed. Amen, amen, amen. Fire. God bless you. You are welcome once again. By God's special grace, last week, to be precise, last week, Monday, we started prayer on correcting the wrong foundations. Correcting the wrong foundations. Our scripture was taken from the book of Psalms. Our scriptures was taken from Psalms number 11 verse 3 last week. So let's go over that scripture again before we launch into the full prayer section now. The scripture was taken from the book of Psalms, Psalm number 11. Then we read verse 3, which says, If the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? If the foundations been destroyed, what can the righteous do? What does that mean? This means, okay, you and I were not privileged. When God was sending us to this world, we were not privileged to choose who and who do you want to be your parents, or who from which family or from which tribe do you want to come from. This was not by us, it beyond us. So we only found ourselves in the family where we were born. We only find ourselves among the tribesmen where we grown up. So we were not privileged to choose. So that means, and if by virtue of your birth, the foundation upon which you were born and trained is not that godly, is not of God, and is affecting your life one way or the other, like I said last week, I told you last week, foundation is very, very important to every structure. And I told you last week, I still remember, that you cannot place a skyscraper upon the foundation of 2-3 story buildings. You have programmed yourself, the plan and everything was 2-3 story buildings. Very fine. But now, maybe after the project has, you know, kick off, before you know it, the blessings of God comes. And you just say, oh, I changed my mind. I want to make it a skyscraper. Then if you are to change your mind, it has to be from the foundation. You have to go back. But for the fact that you don't want to go back and you want to start building on it, skyscraper on 2-3 story buildings, then you are causing problem. There will be disasters. That is exactly the type of life many of us are living. That is to say, the foundation that has been laid for us, majority of us are quite different, smaller, compared to the kind of divine blueprint, our architectural design that God has designed for us in heaven. So when we fall into some foundations which has caused us so much havoc, which has been hindrance to our divine destiny, there is nothing, absolutely nothing, you and I can do than to cry unto God. That is what we are talking about here this morning. The reason why majority of us are struggling in our Christian life, we struggle to live in righteousness, we struggle to make ends meet, we struggle to do it's all majority, let's say about 70 to 80% of what we are facing has to do with our foundations. It has to do with our foundations. So this is what we are talking about. And for the fact that you have been giving birth to on the wrong foundation, that is not the end. That is the reason why this question is posted, that if the foundation had been destroyed, then what can the righteous do? The righteous will cry. Why? Because the maker of heaven and earth is still there. He's still alive. He's still in creating and recreating business. He has never ever retired. And he will never retire. The Bible says, he that keepeth me will never sleep nor slumber. So God is still in the business of creating and recreating, ordering and reordering. When you see, the Bible says in Genesis chapter number 1, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Then before you know it, something went wrong. What God created became something else. the following account is not palatable or not correspond with what we just read in verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Can you see? Now, verse 2 now says, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. Can you see something? How can God, Almighty God, the most beautiful God, awesome God Himself, the God that created, you see, look at all the sights we can find on earth. You come out in the night, see the stars in the skies. You go to the seashore, see the shore of the sea. Look at what happens at the seashore. Look at how the sea. Look at how the waves of the sea, how beautiful it looks, and every other creatures that God has created. How can God create something that is without form and void and full of darkness? Our God is light. He's God of light. There is no darkness in Him. So definitely we can say, okay, what God created was not what God, the Bible is giving account in verse 2. It wasn't. So verse 3, God has to reorder. This is what the righteous can do. God is still in this business. When we discover that, no, the divine blueprint in our hands is not correspond with the foundation which our life is seated, then we need to cry for correction. You and I need to cry for rebuilding of our foundation. That is it. Many of us, we will struggle to live righteous life. We won't be able to live because of what? Foundations. There are some powers in our foundation that always drag us down, always drag us back, always drag us to against the will of God, which we must deal with them. Once the foundation is wrong, it will never agree with any of the program of God. It will never agree with divine fulfillment. It will not. So you and I cannot just keep quiet and keep on managing wrong foundations. It is time, high time, for that matter, it is high time we cry. It is high time we cry for correction. It is high time we call Him, He who can deliver us if the foundations have been destroyed. What will the righteous do? Let's see what Lamentation says. Lamentation chapter number 4 and then verse number 7 says something. Lamentations chapter number 5 verse 7. Lamentation chapter 5 verse 7. You see, I will say, let's quickly rush and read from verse 1 and see. We see something wrong with these people here. Before this can come out, let's quickly go over it. Remember, O Lord, what is come upon us. Consider and behold our reproach. That is it. God did not create reproach with any child of His. So definitely we can say the foundation of these people has been tampered with. Their foundations has been tampered with. This is not the foundation that can carry the kind of divine edifice that God has designed in their divine architectural design, their divine blueprints. So our inheritance is turned to strangers, our houses to aliens. Can you see something? We are orphans and fatherless, our mothers are as widows. We have drunk our water for mourning, our wood is sold unto us, our necks are under persecution, we labor and have no rest. Can you see something? We have given the hand to the Egyptians and to the Assyrians to be satisfied with bread. Our fathers have sinned and are not, and we have borne their iniquities. Let's read verse 8 and 9. As a verse 8, servants as root over us, there is none that doeth deliver us out of their hand. We got our bread with the peril of our lives because of the sword of the wilderness. Can you see something? This is exactly the picture I was trying to paint. What can make servant to be ruling over the princes? It's because something wrong from the onset. They met themselves like that. They found themselves like this. Because they were not the one that caused it. Verse 7 gave us the picture of what has happened, that it was from their foundation. He said, our fathers have sinned and are not, and we have borne their iniquities. And something similar was what the Bible also said in the book of Malachi chapter number 3. Something similar. Let us maybe verse 6 or 7. Let's see that only one verse and see what has happened there. Yes, verse 7. The Bible says, even from the days of your fathers, ye are gone away from my ordinances and have not kept them. Return unto me, and I will return unto you, said the Lord of hosts. Can you see something? The Bible is saying here, these people that God is addressing here, we're not the one that started it. It is from the days of their fathers. It was of the matter of foundations. They know nothing. They just met the order of things being the way it is. Just like you and I. Just like we met the order of things in our families. Just like as we have seen our parents, our grandparents, we saw our grandparents struggle until they died. They died miserably, and then our parents as well have struggled. Many of them have died. Some of them are still alive, and you see the way they are doing, and you begin to. Will I also end up like this? It's a crime if you and I end up that way. It wasn't a crime that we were born from that very foundation. But it is a crime if you and I does nothing. If we do nothing about it, it is a crime, outright crime for you and I. Yes, because we can change the orders of things. God did not allow what happened in Genesis chapter 1 to continue. God reordered. Let there be light. See, verse 3. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God said, and God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. This is the reason why we are having days and we are having nights. God reordered things back to this wasn't what I created. Then everything was reordered. So also your foundation, my foundation, can be reordered this morning by God. If only you are tired of the terribleness of your foundation, if only your understanding is open and you know that this wasn't what God created. The Bible says, let's see the last verse of this verse, chapter 1 of the Genesis. And the Bible says, and God saw everything that he has made, and behold, it was very good. Very good, not just good. It was very good. Everything God created, including you and I. If, as a matter of fact, the best thing that has happened to this universe should be us, because we are the image of Almighty God. God premeditatedly created us. We are not just happened by accident. No, we were not just happened by accident. We were not just appear from nowhere. No, he premeditatedly created us. We are image of his imagination. We are the product of his imagination. He imagined it and he made it happen, and he was meticulously following the plan until he made us in his image. And he said that, yes, this is exactly what I was seeing in this, with my spiritual eyes. These are the ones that will take dominion. These are the ones that will represent me. And what did he do? The Bible says he condescended so low, and he breathed the breath of life. He breathed the breath of life into the nostril of man. And here we are as living souls today. I've talked long enough. We are here to pray, not to teach. I want you to close your eyes this morning. I don't know where you are listening to me. I don't know whom you are. I don't know the kind of sin you have committed. I don't know the kind of life you have lived in the past. I don't know any other thing. But one thing I know this morning is this. If you have not yet surrendered your life to Christ, I am giving you that opportunity to do so this moment, so that our prayers can be answered. In the John chapter number 9, the Bible says God doesn't answer the prayers of the sinners. So for God, the prayer that God can answer from the sinner is the prayers of repentance. Let's start from there this morning. Let's start from there this morning. We have to take this thoroughly. We are still working on this same topic next week or even beyond. We are going to take it meticulously and deal with issues. But there are so many things in our foundations that needed to be dealt with, and unless we deal with them, things might not be the way we expect them to be. We are having our imagination where we want to be in the next year, in the next 5 years, in the next 7 years. But many of us, we have been planning like that, and it has not been coming to manifestation. It has not been materializing. What happened? Something wrong somewhere. It is all about the foundation. It's enough of us looking at the roof, the everything. Let's check down deep, beneath the earth. Let's check beneath the earth. What has wrong? What's wrong? What has gone wrong with our foundation? So let's look down to that. So therefore, I want you to bow down your heads wherever you are. Surrender your life to Christ this very moment. Yes, if you are a child of God and you know who you yourself are, you know yourself, you have not been consistently living a righteous life. We have been struggling one way or the other. Go before God this morning. Ask for forgiveness of those sins. Yes, ask for the forgiveness of those sins. And for those who are giving their life for the first time, I want you to say this short prayer after me. If you are surrendering your life to Christ for the first time, you just tell him, Lord Jesus, I come to you this morning after realizing that without you, I can't live a beautiful life on this earth. So therefore, Lord, I confess all my sins and I confess you to be my Lord and my personal Savior. Please come into my life. Save me from myself. Save me from the world. Save me from the power of sin and the devil. In the name of Jesus, please write my name in the book of life and remove my name from the book of death. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. For in Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen, amen, amen. Fire. God bless you. Congratulations if you said that short prayer with me. And I pray with you in the name of Jesus that the mighty hand of God will come upon you. In the mighty name of Jesus, the grace for you to live in this your newfound faith, to live righteously, to live and please God. May God release upon you in abundance in the name of Jesus. I cover your life with the blood of Jesus. I pray for the grace of go and sin no more in the name of Jesus. So it is. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen, amen, amen. Fire. We are still going to pray. We are still going to pray. My mind is on we asking God for the forgiveness first. You see, if the foundation is to be corrected, we must be sincere with ourselves. When Daniel found himself in slavery and he discovered this wasn't the plan of God, what did Daniel do? What he did was that he proposed within himself to seek the face of God in fasting and in prayers. And he started with confession of sins. He confessed his own sin, he confessed his father's sin, he confessed the sins of the whole Israel, the entire Israel. And the Bible said something. The Bible says, immediately he was confessing. While he was still talking, he said, an angel was released swiftly on his behalf. So this morning, let's go before God. Let's confess. You know yourself very well. I know myself. I know how terrible my foundation is, my background is. I know what has been done. I think last week I was saying some few things there. And I knew the kind of revelation that God has shown me within the week as well. Despite the fact of the years I've been praying concerning my foundation. So, despite the fact. Because I can still see their hands. I can still see many things wrong. Many things wrong. That is as a result of the foundations. It's as a result of the wrong foundations. So let's pray this morning. Let's start from pleading the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. There is power mighty in the blood. In the blood. There is power mighty in the blood. In the blood. There is power mighty in the blood of Jesus Christ. There is power, mighty power, in the power in the blood. There is power mighty in the blood, in the blood. There is power mighty in the blood, in the blood. There is power mighty in the blood of Jesus Christ. There is power, mighty power in the blood. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. It washes white than snow. The blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. It washes white than snow. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus set us free from sins and sorrow. The blood of Jesus set me free. The blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus set me free. Oh, from sins and sorrow, the blood of Jesus set me free. The blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus set me free. From sins and sorrow, the blood of Jesus set me free. The blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus set me free. From sins and sorrow, the blood of Jesus set me free. We are going to pray the first prayer. Like I told you, will be the prayer of confession. We are going to confess every of our sins, either sin of omission, sin of commission, whichever sin it is. Every of our parental sins, every of our, ancestral sins, we are going to confess them this morning. I want you to go before God. You know yourself. Be sincere with yourself. Don't be like Adam and Eve. Don't try to argue things away. Be simple and be sincere in your approach to God this morning. Let's beg him. Yes, David said something. It's Psalm 119. Let's see. Just two verses there. Psalm 119. Let's see just two verses as we go into this particular prayer. So I want you to be sincere with yourself. Psalm 119, verse 67 first, then we read 71. Verse 67 says, before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now have I kept thy word. Can you see? Before I was afflicted, I went astray. So for whatever thing we are going through, God is not at fault. That's what I want you to know. So let us not pour the aggression of our frustration on God. It is not God. Oh God, why me? Why did you? It's not God that created us like that. That is, that I can guarantee you, that wasn't what God created. You look at it. The Bible says, this is how it has been from the beginning. The word in verse 2 was not the same word that God created. It was not the same word that God created again. Something has definitely happened. Something has happened. So therefore, let's bow down our heads. Close your eyes if you are in the very good place this morning to pray. Close your eyes and confess your sin very well. Come before him, talk to him. Father, I have come this morning. I am here, O Lord, confessing my own personal sin. Yes, Lord, every of my sins and iniquities, all those besetting sins, O Lord, all those sins that I can't do without falling into, either periodically, either at all times. Yes, you have to confess. There are some sins that we fall into them periodically. There are some occasionally. There are some, they have become our habitual manner. They have become our habitual manner. They are our habitual manner. So we commit them day in, day out. That is what the Bible called besetting sin. They easily cleave unto us. We easily stray to them. Some people cannot speak 5 words without you find at least 4.5 of them be lies. This is the kind of things we are talking about. So let's talk to God this morning. Father, I have come before the throne of mercy this morning. Having nothing to hide, I confess all my sins, every of my sins, my family sins, my parental sins, my ancestral sins, every sin in my foundation that has caused this havoc, that has caused this catastrophe in my life, in my family line, in my lineage. Father, please have mercy. Our Lord and Maker, have mercy this morning. In the name of Jesus, Father, have mercy. Father, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. I confess my sin this morning. My Lord and my God, it is you that have done this evil in your presence. It is you alone we have sinned against the Lord. It is before you that my parents has committed this evil. It is before you that my grandparents has committed this evil. It is you again. It is you alone that my ancestors have sinned against. Father, please have mercy. Our Lord and Maker, have mercy. Have mercy, Lord. Have mercy, Lord. Have mercy. My Lord and Maker, have mercy. Have mercy, Lord. Have mercy. In the name of Jesus, it is written, mercy prevails over judgment. Lord, please have mercy. This morning, have mercy. This morning, have mercy. Have mercy. Have mercy. Every sin of any type that caused this wrong foundation, every sin of any time, of any type in our foundation that has been causing trouble, that has been causing unfulfillment of destiny in my lineage, in my father's house, in my mother's house, in my family, in my life as a person. Lord, please have mercy this morning. Forgive, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. My Lord and Maker, have mercy, Lord. 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 Dear God, please have mercy. In the name of Jesus, have mercy. Have mercy. Have mercy. Have mercy. Oh Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. 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 Fire. I want you to have very quality repentance. This might be the only prayer we pray this morning. If the sin is out of our ways, the Bible says, if the way of a man pleases God, he will do what? He will even make his enemies to be at peace with me, at peace with him. I must tell you, not only being at peace with him alone. his enemies will be of help to him, not at peace. They will be of help to him. They will be of help to him. Hallelujah. Sorry for that mess up. His enemy will be of help to him, not only be at peace. So that is it. When your ways pleases God, your enemy will be of help, not only be at peace. And the Bible says, if I regard iniquity, that is Psalm 66 verse 18, said, if I regard iniquity, stop calling me, I'm on life. So sorry. Hallelujah.
The Bluetooth device is ready to pair.
Sorry.
The Bluetooth device is connected successfully.
So, when your way pleases God, God Himself will make our enemies to be at peace with us. And the Bible says, if I should regard iniquities in my heart, it says, God will not even mind me. God will not answer me. So, why should we regard iniquities in our hearts? Why should we regard iniquities? So that is the reason why we must confess everything this morning. So let's go before Him once again. Let's talk to God. Every sin in my background, every sin in my family line, father's side, mother's side, let's ask Him to have mercy upon us and forgive us. In the name of Jesus, confess them. Confess. If you know, mention the sin of idolatry. You know it. They worship idol in your family, in your lineage. Mention it. You know your family. Oh, it's full of polygamy. Yeah. In fact, many of our fathers or our forefathers, our grandfathers, they even kiss on men in order to snatch their wives. So let's confess all this. Whatever sin it is. Is it the sin of murder? Maybe they have murdered. You can pray. There is no anything wrong. If you mentioning those things, even if they are not in existence in your family, but for us to be on the safer side, there is nothing wrong for us to mention those things. So go before God, Lord, this morning. I have come before you once again, Lord. Every form of sin, is it idolatry? Is it witchcraft in my family? The witchcraft in my family line, father's side, mother's side, the witchcraft in my big family, the witchcraft in my own immediate family. Father, please have mercy, forgive us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I confess every form of sins, oh Lord, in my family background. Lord, please have mercy. My Lord and my Maker, have mercy. Dear God, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Have mercy. Have mercy. Daddy, have mercy. Have mercy. Mercy prevails over judgment in the name of Jesus. Have mercy, Lord. 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 Have mercy. Have mercy. Have mercy. Have mercy. Have mercy, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, forgive, O Lord. Have mercy. Forgive me, O Lord, of every sin in my family line, sins in my father's lineage. Father, please have mercy. Father, have mercy. Father, have mercy. Father, have mercy. Father, have mercy, Lord. Have mercy, Lord. Have mercy, Lord. Have mercy. Have mercy. Have mercy. My Lord and Maker, have mercy. Have mercy. Have mercy. Have mercy. In the name of Jesus. My Lord and my God, please have mercy. Have mercy. Forgive me, O Lord. Forgive me, O Lord. Forgive me, O Lord. In the name of Jesus. Forgive me, O Lord. Forgive me, O Lord. Forgive me, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Forgive me, Lord. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen, amen, amen. Fire. Don't forget, I told you that whatever wrong with us. Whatever that is not working well, the way they should be, God is not at fault at all. It's not God that has caused it. Not at all. It is as a result of one sin or the other. So we don't need to blame God. All we need to do this morning is to plead. Let's see what the Bible says in Psalm 130. Psalm 130 verse 3 says, If thou, Lord, shouldest mark iniquities, O Lord, who shall stand? Can you see? If God should mark the iniquities, the sins of our generations, by now we should have been consumed. That is the truth. We should have not been in existence again. But it has been merciful. We are only suffering the consequences of their sins. So meanwhile, if we still cry for forgiveness, that consequences, His mercy can take care of it. His mercy can actually take care of that, of those consequences. So therefore, this morning, verse 4 says, but there is forgiveness with thee, that thou may be feared. Can you see? There is forgiveness with him. There is forgiveness with him. And verse 5 says, I will wait for the Lord. My soul dwelleth with, and in his word do I hope. Can you see? Let's wait on him this morning. Once again, we are going before God. Still begin to mention those sins, no matter how numerous they might be. Maybe the one you don't remember at first, you are remembering them now. Let's do exactly what Daniel did that brought deliverance to the Israelites. That kind of prayer that Daniel prayed that brought deliverance to Israelites from the captivity. So let's pray it this morning as well. Let's go before God once again. You see, the sins of abortion. Yes, many of the idols in the olden days has been worshipped with human beings, with newborn babies, with pregnant women, yes, with strangers. I still met some kind of a bit of primitiveness while I was growing up over four decades ago. Yes, I know how terrible it is that some towns and villages. Now, in fact, I went to school in a town in Kwara State. Yeah, in Kwara State, there is this thing they call it mustard. It's a mustard. So when it comes out, either in the night or in the day, when the thing it comes out like this, strangers must not be found. So what happens to the strangers that have been found? That is the issue. If they say stranger must not see it, what happened to the strangers that have seen those things in those days, that have seen him in those days? That thing is a demon. Because when he cry here now, you are running before you know it. Within 2-3 seconds, it will cry in another place that is about 1 kilometer away from where you are. So people will be running etta scatter. I don't want to mention that town. People will be running etta scatter. People will be running etta scatter up and down. So let's go before God. The sin of idol worship of any type, the kind of idol they have worshipped with the human blood, with newborn babies, or with fetus. Yes, sometimes they kill women in order to bring babies, to bring fetus from inside of them. Unborn baby, they use knife to slice them open in order to worship some idols. Let's go before God once again. Let's ask God. Make sure you ask for quality forgiveness this morning. Let's go before him, that Father, every sin in my lineage, idol worship of any type, either the one they have worshipped with the blood of animals, the one they have worshipped with fetus, the one they have worshipped with the newborn baby's blood, the one they have worshipped with pregnant women's blood, the one they have worshipped with the strangers blood, Father, either in my community, either in my town or in my family line, Father, please have mercy. Have mercy, Lord. My God and Maker, have mercy this morning. In the name of Jesus, have mercy, Lord. Mercy prevails over judgment. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Father, have mercy. My Lord, our God, have mercy, Lord. Have mercy, Lord. Have mercy, Lord. Have mercy, Lord. Have mercy. Have mercy. In the name of Jesus, have mercy. 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 In the name of Jesus, my Father and my Maker, have mercy, Lord. Have mercy, Lord. Have mercy, Lord. Have mercy. Have mercy. Have mercy. Have mercy. Have mercy. In the name of Jesus, have mercy. In the name of Jesus, I confess those sins, Lord. Father, have mercy. Every of the wrongs of my progenitors, every of the wrong of my ancestors, every of the sins of any type, the bloodshed sin. Father, have mercy this morning. In the name of Jesus, have mercy. Have mercy. Have mercy. Have mercy. Have mercy. Daddy, please have mercy and forgive. In the name of Jesus, have mercy and forgive. Have mercy and forgive, Lord. Have mercy and forgive. Have mercy, Lord. Have mercy, Lord. Have mercy. Have mercy. Have mercy. Daddy, have mercy. In the name of Jesus. Have mercy. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen, amen, amen. Fire. I don't know why my spirit just sit. I have so many prayer points I've prepared that I think we will pray. But my spirit sit on this issue this morning. So please, let's stick to this. Let's stick to this. We still have about few more minutes. Let's pray it like one or two more times. Let's see. Psalm 51 verse 14 says something. Said, deliver me from blood guiltiness. Majority of us, we are guilty of one blood of the other, or the other. And mark it. Among those things that God created, one of those things that doesn't die is blood. Blood doesn't die. Even if the owner of that blood has died thousands of years ago, that blood is still alive, crying loud. Crying loud. Is in the Bible. The Bible said the blood of Abel was crying against his brother Cain. And in the book of Revelation, the Bible said the blood of the prophets, the saints that has been killed, the saints and the prophets that have been killed, the Bible says their blood is still crying to God up to now, that God, how long will you delay justice? How long will it take you to revenge us from these people? They are still crying for vengeance. Can you see something? When there is bloodshed, when there is bloodshed, and especially that of human blood, there will be terrible consequences, terrible happenings. And this has happened. Many of us, we came from the towns and villages, in fact, some cities, whereby the marketplace, the big market where we go today to buy and sell, was formed on the foundation, on the blood of human. I remember vividly my own town where I was born and raised. The reason why the town is not that big again. It, the town was big, but for over, let's say, about for over 1,000 years ago, or something like that, there was war that came and crushed on the town, and that is the reason why I think the town now, by now, if the population, I don't think that the population is up to 30,000 of people, or let's say 30 to 50,000. Let's say 30 to 50,000 now. So between 30 and 50,000 now, let's say it, that will be the population, because I've left that area for a while. So I don't know how much they have expanded now. So what am I talking about here this morning is this. That town, the story I heard growing up as a child, you cannot hear such story again these days because nobody is talking of such things. But when I was still growing up in the early 80s, they still mention these things. they still mention it. I have heard the elders saying it severally, that the king, the reason why that market is not bigger than the way it was then, was because the power behind the market demanded for the worship, or demanded for the blood, human blood for worship, that they should worship him with the human blood. But the king said no, he's not going to use human blood. Instead, he used a cow. Yes, they used a cow to worship. I knew several times they have kissed cow. In my these eyes, I've witnessed many growing up in those days. At that market square, they go to that market square to sacrifice cow there. So meanwhile, he demanded the power demanded for human. What if that king was not also a demonic and powerful and some kind and very stubborn and rejected? Then some major and the mega cities whereby the markets are growing and they are big today, majority of them are funded on the blood, on the blood of human. So therefore, let's go before God once again this morning. I want you not to spare anything. Leave no stone unturned this morning. Talk to God. The Bible is talking here. Deliver me from blood guiltiness. We are going to talk to God this morning that, Father, have mercy on me. And deliver me from the blood guiltiness of any type. The one in my family line, the one in my lineage, the one in my big compound. They would want, only those who are from the African settings will understand what I'm mentioning this morning. The one of my family line, the one of my big family, the one of the big family compound, the one of my village or town. Yes, the one of the environs where I live and grown up that is affecting me, blood guiltiness. Lord, have mercy, deliver me in the name of Jesus. By the power in the blood of Jesus, Lord, deliver me this morning. In the name of Jesus, deliver me this morning. In the name of Jesus, every blood guiltiness that is speaking against my prosperity, speaking against my success, speaking against my fulfillment day in, day out, blood of Jesus, deliver me this morning. Blood of Jesus, deliver me this morning by the mercies of God. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Fire. Before we pray our regular prayers, let's pray the last one like this. Let's ask for the blood of Jesus, the blood of atonement. This is the highest blood sacrifice that has ever happened on the surface of the earth. The highest blood sacrifice, the most powerful of all the blood that has been shed on earth, is the blood of Jesus. So let's hide in the blood and act, engage the power of the blood. Let's engage the power of that blood. We are going to speak to our foundation that every blood crying against me from my father's house, from my mother's house, blood guiltiness that is against me, blood guiltiness of my father's house, of my mother's house, blood of Jesus, silence them. Every blood crying against me day in, day out, blood of Jesus, silence them today. This week, silence them. In the name of Jesus, silence them. Blood of Jesus, silence them. Blood of Jesus, silence them. Silence them. All the blood crying in my family line, in my lineage, in my family compound, in my town. Yes, every blood crying in which is affecting me one way or the other, blood of Jesus, we are silence them. Silence them in the name of Jesus. Blood of Jesus, silence them. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Fire. We are going to pray. Every evil dream I have had over the night or in the past days that is waiting for this week to manifest in my life, you shall not prosper. Be aborted by fire. In the name of Jesus, every evil dream, every negative dream, negative prophecies, negative revelations that is waiting for this very particular week for manifestations in my life, in my marriage, in my ministry, in my business, in my calling, in my love, in the life of my loved ones, in the life of my family, you shall not prosper. Be aborted. by the blood of Jesus. Be aborted 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 by the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen, amen, amen. Fire. We are going to pray it again. Every good dream I have had in the past, or that someone had about me, the one I remember, the one I can't remember, the one I was told about, the one I wasn't told about, yes, that is waiting for this very day, waiting for this very month, waiting for this very week to manifest, hear the word of the Lord. I power you to manifestation by the power and the blood of Jesus. I power you to manifestations by the blood of Jesus. I power you all to manifestations. All those good dreams, all those good revelations, good prophecies that meant to manifest this very week, hear the word of the Lord. I power you to manifestations in the name of Jesus. I power you to manifestations in the name of Jesus. I power you to manifestations in the name of Jesus. I power you to manifestations in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen, amen, amen. Fire. God bless you. Please, quickly, let's spread your hands like this. One towards the northern side, one towards the southern side of wherever you are. And make this declaration. Say, I decree and I declare by the power in the blood of Jesus, every form of evil that has been programmed into this day, into this week, from these two directions, I'm pointing my hands. I am not your candidate. Me and my loved ones are not your candidates. So therefore, I abort you and I command you to backfire in the name of Jesus. Amen. Then we are going to spread it again towards the eastern side and the western side and make the same declaration. Every form of evil that has been, programmed and bound to happen from these two directions, I'm pointing my hands this morning. Hear the word of the Lord. I abort you by the power in the blood of Jesus. I abort you by the power in the blood of Jesus. I abort you. Backfire, backfire in the name of Jesus. Amen. Then the second one like this. Say, every good thing that God has programmed, that bound to happen, that must come to me from these two directions, this very week, this very day, hear the word of the Lord. Be released as at when you, and be delivered without further delay in the name of Jesus. Be released without any delay and be delivered as at when you, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Then point it back like this. Every good thing that God has designed for me this very week, from these two directions, hear the word of the Lord. Be released without any delay and be delivered as at when you, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Father, for in Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen, amen, amen. Fire. I pray for you as I pray for myself this week, that the hand of God go with you in the name of Jesus. Whatsoever you lay your hand upon this week shall prosper in the name of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus over your life, over your undertakings this week, in the name of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus, let the efficacy of the blood speak loud and clear over your life. Speak deliverance, speak blessings, speak good health, speak healings into your life this very week, in the name of Jesus. As you go this very week, whatever you lay your hands upon shall prosper in the name of Jesus. Disappointment is not your portion in the name of Jesus. Disappointment is not your portion in the name of Jesus. Failure is not your portion in the name of Jesus. It is well with you in the name of Jesus. The God's protection shall be over you and everything that concerns you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, dear God, for in Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen, amen, amen. Fire. God bless you. By God's special grace, next week, 4 a.m., we meet again. My name is Johnson Julius. God bless you.